Nevada passed a law that prohibits schools from using a mascot that features racially discriminatory identifiers, unless the school has permission from the specific group. Part of the legislation has brought attention to Elko High School's mascot, the Indians, and it remains unclear if the school will need to change it. We've got KUNR's Isaac Hoops here to break down what's going on. Hey, Isaac, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, Noah.
So I guess just let's take a step back. Tell me a little bit about Assembly Bill 88, which is kind of what started this whole thing. What did that do exactly?
Yeah, so AB 88 pretty much just saying that any use of a mascot, if it has a derogatory or offensive nature, it needs to be changed. And there are certain situations where if a group deems that a mascot is not offensive, then the organization can continue the use of that mascot.
So then how does this apply to Elko High? What's going on there?
There is a difference of opinion between folks in the Elko community on whether the name should be changed or not. Some say that the name is respected and seen as a sign of pride, whereas others think that the mascot is inappropriate or racist. Petitions have been made on either side to keep the name and also to change it. Both of those petitions have thousands of signatures.
So we have thousands of people in favor of changing the name. We have thousands of people opposed. How is the school district defending its continued use of the mascot?
The school is citing a letter from 1994 granting the Timok tribe of Western Shoshone's blessing to use the mascot. But some of the members of the community and the nearby indigenous tribe disagree with the use of that dated document. Most recently, a resolution was passed by the tribe demanding the Elko County School District remove the mascot immediately.
Well, so we have this letter from 1994. Have you gotten in touch with the school district? What have they had to say about this?
Yeah, so I reached out to the school district multiple times. I reached out to the principal of the high school. I did not receive a response. I also spoke with Davis Gonzalez, who's the tribal leader who signed that letter in 94. But he did not want to speak on the record for this story.
So you reached out to the school district, didn't hear back. You reached out to, you know, folks who are against changing the name, didn't hear back. Have you been able to connect with folks who want to see the name change, and what are they saying?
Yeah, so I was able to connect with Lindsay Oppenheim. She's a member of the tribe and also an alumnus of Elko High School. When she heard about Assembly Bill 88, she decided that she wanted to start this petition to change the mascot. When she attended Elko High, she was actually a cheerleader for the school. She shared her story with me about why she felt the petition was needed. Let's take a listen to her reflections on the matter.
We've been the Elko High School Indians for a really long time. I remember being a freshman, and I was trying out for cheerleading, and some of the cheers that we would do, they kind of would just take me back a little bit, you know, hearing your race being chanted like that. And I actually remember asking my cheerleading coach if we could change one of the cheers we did. We would go 1, 2, like go EHS Indians, and we would go ah, la, 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 with our hands over our mouth, making that motion. And that was something that I kind of refused to do. I was like, that's really messed up. I don't like that. I don't think the kids of Elko High School wake up every day to, you know, to be mean or, you know, to be racist to, you know, Native Americans in our community. I don't think that at all. But I do think just having a Native American as a mascot has real consequences. A lot of our community members went to Stewart Indian boarding school. The goal there was to kill the Indian and save the man. I know my grandma, she taught her older kids how to speak Shoshone, and by the time she got to her younger kids, not so much, because she did not want them to have a setback in life. She wanted them to be able to have, you know, no accent, just to be able to learn the language, English, and to thrive in this new world that we had. And so a lot of people, we have lost that cultural gap, and now we're slowly starting to bring it back. There's always been people in the past who've been trying to keep our cultures alive. But I think now that we're in a day and age where we need to start preserving our culture, because we are getting to the point where it's getting scared of losing some of our language and losing some of our cultural practices. Now we don't really have a choice. We have to start preserving things. And so it's kind of left up to the younger people that are still here and that are getting older, and we're getting educated, and hopefully we can start helping our older generation realize what happened to them and know that that wasn't okay. And we can start just healing from generational trauma as a community.
That was Lindsay Oppenheim, who is a member of the Timok tribe of Western Shoshone. She's also an alumnus of Elko High School who started a petition to remove the school's mascot, the Indians. Her story was produced by KUNR's Isaac Hoops, who was kind enough to join us this morning. Isaac, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for having me, Noah.